Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
1 hour to go in today, the second day of pledge drive. So let's bow our heads in prayer and ask our Blessed Mother to pray with us and for us that we can achieve our need of $3 million by the end of this week. Let us pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I mentioned a moment ago, Ruben in Temecula had made a $1,200 gift this during Pledge Drive, and I want to just mention, Ruben, that I know Temecula very well. In fact, my mom and dad used to live just north of Temecula in an area that's now known as Menifee. Back in those days, this would have been the late 1970s when they moved out there, and it was horse country. There was really nothing out there, and Temecula was a little bitty town. It didn't have much by way of anything there, kind of an old west type town. At least they had an old part of it that was that way. And this was long before you really began to see all of the congestion and traffic and just all the things that have gone into that area. It's so different now than it was then. But when I saw your donation, Ruben, I thought about what Temecula was like, you know, 45 years ago. And I don't know if you go back that far, but it brought back some really good memories. So shout out to you, Ruben. 888-914-9149. Let's go to Todd now in Wanakee, Wisconsin. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Patrick. Happy birthday, and how ironic your birthday is on Taco Tuesday.
That's true. I'm enjoying it. I'm going to get it for all it's worth today. That's true.
So you're going to have to figure out how to put candles on your tacos.
Well, you know, anyways, Jennifer here at Relevant Radio, one of my colleagues, Jennifer, she just did text me within the last half hour or so a happy birthday picture, and it was a taco, a delicious looking taco that had a birthday candle stuck in it. So we do it in Mexico all the time.
Anyways, Patrick, I just wanted to, I have a question for you. I called last week, and I've been calling every couple weeks or so. I was born a Catholic, or my mom was, you know, I guess how you'd say it. I was cradle Catholic. Yeah. And I've come back to the church. I'm in the process of it. And my wife is Presbyterian.
That's awesome. I remember our conversation. Yes. About two, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. About whether, you know, if only Catholics can be saved and that kind of thing. And my question is, sorry, it's different than the one I had when I called. I had the person type in what I was going to ask you, but it's something different. This is more important to me, I guess. Okay. If I come back to the Catholic Church, like I'm in the process of doing, and you told me last time that it would be okay to go to church on Saturday night rather than Sunday so that I could go to Sunday church with my wife. I believe that's what you said.
Yeah. In other words, just to kind of recap, if I can, for those who didn't hear our conversation, that because the church permits the vigil mass to count for Sunday obligation, if you're unable to get to mass for some reason on Sunday, then going to the vigil mass the night before, anytime from 4 p.m. on, would suffice. That would count as the Sunday obligation. So, yes.
Okay. So that would be considered okay. I mean, because technically I still could go on Sunday, but then I just wouldn't be going with my wife to her church, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to separate us when I have an option to go on a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Would she be, just out of curiosity, would she be willing to go to Mass with you? So maybe even if you did that one, I don't know how the schedules are, but could it work if maybe the two of you went to 9 o'clock Mass together And then after that, you went to her service, the two of you together, because ideally, if you can be together for both of things, that would be better than being alone at Mass and then with her at her event. Is that possible?
Well, it is, but that's what's leading me to my question here. I'm sorry, it's kind of lengthy here, but I'll try and shorten it. She has no interest in becoming a Catholic.
Okay.
So my question is a person, now the church says that if you, through no fault of your own, don't know that the Catholic Church is the true church of Jesus Christ, then you can still be saved. Now, if a person just belongs to another Christian church, believes in Jesus and does all these things, whether you're Baptist, Lutheran, whatever, if they just choose because they were born into that religion and they like that religion, are they considered not saved, even though because they just said, no, I don't have any interest in becoming Catholic because I don't know of the Catholic religion, but they freely choose to stay a Lutheran or a Baptist or a, you know, Christian, I guess is what I'm saying. Are they considered not saved? I mean, it kind of strikes me as odd if that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't mind if I put it this way, to recap what we've talked about already, the Church says in Section 14 in the Vatican II document, Lumen Gentium, that anybody knowing the necessity of the Church for salvation who either refuses to enter the Church or to remain in it cannot be saved. So that I think is ultimately the answer to your question. And the key here, as we discussed last time, and I'm more than happy to discuss it again, Todd, please believe me, I in no way am bothered by this conversation. I'll talk about it as often as we need to. But the key to that passage is knowing. So if the person knows or even has a suspicion that, maybe the Catholic Church is a true church, but refuses to follow up on that, the church's teaching is that person cannot be saved in spite of one's sincerity and how nice somebody might be or any of the other natural virtues that somebody might have. If that person recognizes, or to use that phrase, knowing that this is necessary and says no, that person could not be saved. So the real question is, who really does know and who doesn't know? And I don't know. I have no way of knowing. Only God knows. So the church's teaching has two sides to it. One is that God, as it says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, that God wills all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. So that's a truth. God gave himself in Jesus for all of us. For God so loved the world, he said in John 3:16. So it's a free gift that's given to everybody, and it means that it must at least be possible for every single last person on earth to be saved. It must be at least possible. Otherwise, God is willing something that is impossible, and that would be contrary to his nature. So that's the first truth. The church says that, yes, it is possible, but this is not something that God has revealed to us as to how that would happen and who falls into that category. But what has been revealed to us by Jesus is, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He established his church. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. He wants every single person on earth to be a member of this church. Matthew 28, go into the whole world, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. So what has been revealed to us is to become Catholic, enter into this church, be baptized, receive the sacraments. And this is the church's age-old teaching. So I think this is important that we're kind of going through this again, because it's so important that we realize that, and this is, I guess, is the answer to your question, is that the church doesn't say that somebody is automatically condemned to hell if he doesn't know. And ultimately, only God can know who that person is. But for everyone else who does know, go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Thanks for that answer. I was just curious if somebody was just raised in a different Christian religion and they really think in their heart that that is the one and just don't even look into the Catholic Church or have no interest in looking into it. Is that person considered, you know, a person who just does. It's not that they don't want to become Catholic. It's that they believe their religion is good.
They wouldn't be saved because of that. That's for sure. You know, we're not saved by our sincerity. We're not saved by what we think is right. I mean, I know I won't be saved for those reasons. So it ultimately comes back to that same question. Is that person truly responsible for not arriving at this conclusion, or does the person not have any responsibility because for some reason he or she just never knew? That's the question. Okay. Only God can answer that question.
And only God answers that. And I just had one small question for you, Patrick.
Sure.
Was there a time in your life when you
kind of cut out there, Todd. Was there a time in my life when what?
Was there a time in your life when you just were watching a show or the Lord came to you and you just at that time felt, yes, I'm giving my life to you? Because I remember a time when I was 8 years old watching a show about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it made me just cry. And that I just specifically remember that time as a young person that I gave my life. So I just wondered, was there a coming to Jesus time for you in your life when you were younger or when you're older, maybe when you were watching something or you saw something and it clicked and said, yes.
Oh
yes,
yeah,
Jesus,
for sure.
You are the way.
Yeah. Thank you for asking that,
and
Todd.
I'm just curious what that is.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I've ever been asked that question, but the answer is yes. But in my case, I would say it's many times from the time of being a child and growing older, many times, certainly when I've gone to confession, I've had that same experience. It's not just a once in time, although I can remember things like that from my early childhood, saying yes to Jesus and Lord, I love you with all my heart and all of those things. And thankfully, once my faith solidified, I never felt like I need to come back to you, Lord. I'm talking about once my faith really sort of solidified in adulthood and I began to become truly serious about my faith in a way that I wasn't when I was an adolescent or even a young adult, even though I believed it. I'm happy to say by God's grace only that I never have those moments where I feel like I need to come back to you, Lord, thankfully. But there were times in my early life when I certainly did feel that way. So yes, I can remember fondly and happily those moments where I felt the Lord drawing me that way. Thanks, Todd. I hope you'll call me again because I love our conversations. Thank you. I'll be right back with more right after this message from Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky here to tell you that we have matching funds this hour to go along with your donation to double the amount of your gift. You may have heard or seen my Lenten lessons in the Mass when I talked about the holy water font. It's a reminder of the sacrament of baptism. Dipping one's fingers in holy water and making the sign of the cross is an ancient and beloved tradition of the Catholic faith. Our thank you gift, this pledge drive, at the $50 a month level is a Holy Family holy water font. It's got a unique bowl in the shape of a seashell, the ancient Christian symbol of baptism, and is a beautiful image of the Nativity of our Lord. This Holy Family holy water font will look great next to one of your outside doors, and it was handcrafted in Steubenville, Ohio. It's yours for a donation of $50 a month to Relevant Radio. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. And join the family now and take advantage of a 100% match.
It is a great gift, and it is yours, and your gift is doubled 100%, just as Father Rocky said, here at relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet. And when you make your gift on either of those two digital platforms, you'll receive instantly in your inbox, actually, as you complete the gift, the new talk by Father Rocky, How to Be a Happy Catholic Family. You will love it. It will make a difference as we roll into the Christmas season, help keep peace and harmony within your family. So we want to hear from you now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
And don't forget, if you call that number, 877-291-0123, and if you get a busy signal, which we like because that means the phones are melting, which is good. But if you get a busy signal, don't worry. You can always make your pledge safe and secure on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com. And while you're there, by the way, be sure to let us know what your prayer intentions are so that we can pray for you.
when, you know, as we set our goal each and every hour, Patrick, we kind of analyze, you know, what's traditionally happened? What's the history of this particular hour on this particular day of pledge drive? So do we want to be average or above average today? What do you think?
I want to be above average.
All right.
Day.
The goal is $53,000.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's make that happen. $53,000 is the goal that we need for this hour. So the only way that's going to happen is if everybody who calls up helps us out. If you can make that $5, $10, $20 gift right now, enough people making $10 and $20 gifts, we can do that. We know there are plenty of people listening right now that it could be a reality, but it will get there a whole lot faster. We'll achieve it a whole lot quicker if we have those $5,000 and $10,000 gifts coming in.
Coming in to 877-291-0123. Sounds like Mary might have had a little problem with her microphone there. 877-291-0123. Of course, you can always go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. And they've been talking a lot about my birthday today and who am I to fight City Hall. But indeed, I came online. I was just about to tell you how old I am. I don't care if you know how old I am. I'm 62 years old today, born in 1960.
Well, 62 is... Well, 60 is the new 40, right?
So that, or the new 30,
the new
I think.
30. Well, that would make young Thomas zero.
He would be a zygote at this point, young Thomas. So, I mean, I think people, maybe they get a little overly concerned about their age. I don't care if people know how old I am. It's on Wikipedia. You can find it there if you want to. But yeah, if it's, if you feel the birthday celebration vibe, then maybe that's the good reason to make a pledge to Relevant Radio. That would be a true honor for me. Go to relevantradio.com and make your pledge there. You can see the thermometer rising little by little. We're not there yet. We have a lot of ground to cover, but you can help us. Or use the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123.
That's incredible! It's going to be some kind of a record!
This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and RelevantRadio.com.
Oh, this is good. Who's this?
I have no idea. Some random YouTube video.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
I like it. I just want to get the birthday vibe going here.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's nice. Thanks, Cyrus. I appreciate
it. Yeah, I hope you're having a good birthday, buddy.
I am. Thank you. And then you make it even better every year. That's true. You don't let me forget it. That's for sure.
I sure don't.
No. And I love all of the kind people who are giving well wishes on Twitter and elsewhere. Thank you for that. I've been a bit busy doing a radio program, so I haven't been able to really respond yet, but I will. Thank you. Let's go to Parker in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Parker. They tell me you're 11 years old. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, welcome.
Hi. I had a question. I was wondering if God can make anything as or more powerful than himself.
Oh, that's a great question. You know, it's a question that a lot of people over the years have asked. The answer is no, and for this reason. God can't do anything that is a contradiction to his nature. And what I mean is not that God is limited or that there's some things that God can't do. It doesn't mean in that sense, but God can't do something that's contrary to his nature. And his nature is to be all powerful, all knowing, all loving. So all those things that we know about God, that he is truth, beauty, goodness, existence, power, knowledge, there's no limit to it. So by that very nature, it means that there's nothing that God could create that could be more powerful than him, because he's the creator, and whatever he created would be a creature, would be below him, and could not have power as great as his. It'd be, in a way, kind of like saying, could God make a square circle? Well, the answer is no, because by nature, circles are round and squares are not round. So it'd be impossible to do something that is impossible. I know that's a bit of a tautology, but so if you look at it that way, it doesn't mean that there's a limit to God or that he's not able to do certain things. It's just that it would be contrary to his nature because it'd be contrary to truth, like a square circle. You see what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I like the fact that you're thinking about these questions. Are you homeschooled or are you in Catholic school or public school?
Yeah, I'm homeschooled.
That's cool. And if you're 11, I'm guessing you're, don't tell me, sixth grade?
No, I'm actually fifth grade.
Fifth grade. Well, you're close. You'll be in sixth grade soon enough. So when you think about questions like this, is it part of like maybe the subjects you're studying in homeschool, religion, that kind of thing?
Well, kind of, yeah.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. Any other questions as long as we're hanging out together?
No, not right now.
All right. Well, you call me when you have another question, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And thanks to your mom for letting you call me as well. 888-914-9149. We'll go now to Irma in Pomona. Good morning, Irma.
Good morning, Patrick. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Happy to.
The reason I'm calling is because this morning I was talking to my son and he's asking me, or he's telling me that Mary has other children and that she had sex with Joseph, St. Joseph. But I said, mm-hmm. no, that's not right. Mm-hmm. So is there anything I can read? Anything that I can, because I don't believe that. And
right.
I just don't know how he came about with that. Is there anything I can read or go over with him mm-hmm. that may give him another view?
Plenty.
Of our Virgin Mary?
Plenty there. Yeah, so this is not a new kind of challenge. In fact, many Protestants will raise this challenge. I was going to ask you, is your son in public school or what is his school setting?
Because of his special needs, we went to a small school and it was a Lutheran school. And I think that's where it comes from.
That's mm-hmm. what I wondered
about.
But
now he's going to Catholic school.
Okay.
He's going
and
to
how
high
old
school.
Is he? High school
He's 15.
Age? Okay. Now, the reason because I thought there might be a little undercurrent there, because typically that's not something that a Catholic kid would even necessarily know about unless somebody brought it up by way of a challenge. First thing you could point out to him is that Martin Luther, who is the Lutherans look to him as sort of the founder of their version of Christianity. Martin Luther was no friend of the Catholic Church. He was a Catholic priest, as you probably know, but he left the Catholic Church and became a vociferous enemy of the Catholic Church. But even he believed in Mary's perpetual virginity. And he told anyone who said that Mary had other children besides Jesus that they were wrong. So you can point that out to your son. If you pick this up at a Lutheran school, those Lutheran folk there, they themselves have departed for what even Martin Luther had to say on this topic. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't alone. There were a few other of the major figures at the time of the Protestant Rebellion who also held this view. So that's just a little good to know for your good to know file thing. The main thing is to know this, that the Bible does not say explicitly that our Blessed Mother had other children besides Jesus. It also doesn't say that our Blessed Mother did not have other children besides Jesus. There's no explicit statement that says she did or she didn't. Rather, what we have there are implicit statements talking about the brothers of the Lord, for example, in Matthew chapter 13. That, by the way, mentions four men, James, Joseph, Simon, and Jude. Well, two of those four men, James and Joseph, they were indeed sons of Mary, but not Mary, the mother of Jesus. They were the sons of Mary, who was the wife of Clopas, also known as Alphaeus. And we see her in John 19 at the foot of the cross with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and St. John and St. Mary Magdalene and a few others who were there. And that Mary, her sons are called the brothers of the Lord, but they were not the sons of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So it's an example of where the Bible uses the term brother to describe a close family relation. So if you're looking for some material that you can get quick, you can get it almost instantaneously, go to the Catholic Answers website, catholic.com, and in the search bar, type Perpetual Virginity of Mary. And the articles and the tracts and all the other goodies that they have that are absolutely free are right there. You can print them out, save them to your computer, and definitely share them with your son. Thanks, Irma.
This conversation is amazing. It is incredible how so many people call in with their desires and their needs and their questions. And Patrick, he's like an encyclopedia. He knows it. It's just there.
Practice.
So practice. Keep Patrick on the air. That's a tongue twister. In your community by supporting this local station at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet. You can also call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. It is a partnership challenge hour. Your gift is matched 100%. And if you're looking for that opportunity when your gift is really needed, now is the time. We're halfway through this hour and we set a big goal. We've got a really big goal for this hour. We still need an additional almost $50,000. So help us out. We need to hear from you halfway through.
Yeah, so we have a little over half an hour, basically 32 minutes on the clock at the moment. That's going to go by very quickly, as it always does. These hours just fly by. It's amazing. So at the beginning of each hour, when we pray the Memorare, keep in mind that we're not only praying for us to be able to reach our need of $3 million to stay fully funded, but we're also praying for you. You personally, you, your intentions, your family situation, your health situation, whatever it may be. And don't underestimate the power of God's grace to work in your life through your generosity. It's not as though God is saying, hey, unless you give money, I'm not going to help you. That's not what's going on. But rather, it's a way for you to cooperate with God's grace by showing that you love the Lord. And as Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. And when you help Relevant Radio by pledging at 877-291-0123, you're actually helping people whizzing down the boulevard in their automobiles, and they see a Relevant Radio bumper sticker maybe, and they start listening, and miracles start to happen. That's what happens when you help Relevant Radio.
Thank you so much to James in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Your $100 gift was doubled to $200. Peggy in St. Paul, Minnesota, $250. That too was doubled. Thank you so much to an anonymous donor in Lake Elsinore, California.
Yes.
Your $25 was doubled to $50. Your gift will be matched 100% as well. So if you can make that gift now of $5,000, $10,000, now is the time to do it. It will be doubled and you will achieve our goal for this hour. We really need to hit each and every one of our goals each and every hour if we're going to wrap up here by the end of the day on Friday. It's only a few days left and we're going to be done with raising our need of $3 million. We can do it with your help at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Join the family. Join it now at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
I'm thinking about that Uncle Sam poster. I want you to join the family here at Relevant Radio. And you can when you make your pledge at 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. Cyrus, can you believe it? The show is almost over.
This is incredible.
Like 28 minutes to go.
Well, we just had someone join the family. Unfortunately, I don't have their name, but this is great. So this came from Matthew. He works in the underwriting services department. He's the manager there. He had a call from someone who said, I want to donate however much Patrick is old. so Matthew Googled it.
I feel like a million years old today.
Right. The great answer. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, Patrick is 1 million years old. So
yeah, in dog years or pick some variable.
So Google said you're 62, and that also jives with what you said earlier.
I can't outrun the internet.
How cool is that? That makes me smile.
Well, that's great. So if you want to add a couple extra zeros after that, for birthday purposes, of course.
Of course.
Cyrus, I got to tell you a funny story real quick. Maybe I'll do this today on my birthday because I haven't mentioned this yet, but two parts of the story here. I was traveling somewhere out in the West, and this is, I've been doing public speaking for over 35 years now, just coming up on 36 years that I've been doing public speaking all around the country, even around the world, practically nonstop, crisscrossing the country. It seems to me like I've been to every town and city in America. And one day I happened to have, I had to take a flight, a little puddle jumper flight from some small obscure airport somewhere out west, like a little, and I don't know if it was in New Mexico or one of these states. I show up at the airport. I kid you not. It was a one room airport. And there was a like a 15 seat propeller plane out there that I had to take to go wherever I was going. So I get in there and there's, you know, maybe 15 of us waiting in line. I get up to the little kiosk where the lady who's getting all the tickets ready, and she's getting my boarding pass, and she says, "How much do you weigh?" And I said, "Excuse me?" And she said, "Well, how much do you weigh?" And I said, "Well, I'm looking around the room like, well, why are you asking me that?" She says,
"Yeah,
oh, don't
worry. How much do you weigh?"
She says, "I know it sounds crazy, but," she says, "we have to ask everybody how much they weigh." And I said, "Why?" And she said, "Because we need to know how much fuel to put on the plane." And I said, "Oh, I weigh 700 pounds. Put enough,
yeah, right.
Put more than enough fuel on the plane." It was, I never forgot it. It was probably in the early 90s when that happened. I thought it was funny. So actually, I'm going to share something that I haven't told anybody publicly yet. And that is, I've been doing this traveling, as I mentioned, public speaking, conferences, universities, parishes. And I've had so many wonderful opportunities to meet so many of you over the years. From time to time, Cyrus, somebody will say, "Do you remember when you came to our parish 30 years ago? And I drove you to the airport, or I, you know, we went out to dinner." And honestly, it's such a blur now because there have been thousands of these events over the years that I can't remember all of it. But all of that is to say this, Cyrus, you're hearing it first, is that after just about 36 years now of nonstop travel, public speaking, I have officially retired from that. So I'm no longer out there on the circuit anymore. Not because I'm 62. No, it's not that. It's just it felt like the right time.
So I went to your last one, and you're like, "That's enough. I can't do this anymore."
I didn't say that. No, I didn't. I love public speaking events, and that was so much fun. We had over 1,200 people there for that Patrick Madrid
experience.
It was a
blast. It was an absolute blast. I'm glad I got to do it at least once.
Oh yeah, I think 1,150 of those 1,200 people were there to see you. Quite honestly, you had a long line of people who wanted to shake your hand
and tell me how much they enjoy listening to you and your show. And honestly, how much Relevant Radio means to them and how they've grown stronger in their faith. A common thread was, "I went to Catholic school and I've learned more listening to the Patrick Madrid show in 2 years than I learned in 12 years of school."
I've heard that before. Yeah, it is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible. You get the stories of, you brought my family back to the church. You brought me back to the church. And it's over and over again. So it's really telling that these aren't isolated stories. It's a common theme from people that are listening to Relevant Radio and the Patrick Madrid Show.
That's true. That and bringing you rolls of duct tape, or bringing me rolls of duct tape for you, because they know we go through it. Well, thanks for saying that, Cyrus. And it's been a wonderful time, 36 years now of public speaking and visiting all of you in your parishes. And hardly a day goes by that another invitation doesn't come in. And I just want to say thank you. I mean, it's been a wonderful, wonderful part of my life. And I've met so many friends and had so many wonderful opportunities to share the faith with you. And now that I'm turning the corner on that, and I'm not going to be doing any more public speaking, just because, you know, I'm entering a time in my life, I want to focus even more now on the program. I want to focus even more on other things that are close to home. So that'll enable me to do that. But a big, big shout out and lots of gratitude to all of you over the years for the roles that you've all played, the parish priests who've invited me in, bishops who've invited me in, and all of it. Thank you for that. And I figured now's as good a time as any to mention it, right, Cyrus? As long as we've got people's attention. 888-914-9149. Let's go over to Patricia now in Plano, Texas. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Patrick. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Thank you. I just want to wish you happy birthday. And a quick question. Can the poor souls in purgatory pray for us? I've heard it both ways. They can't and they can.
Yeah, the view of St. Thomas Aquinas is that they cannot pray for us. but there are others of significance who say that they can pray for us. And so I would say it's sort of an open question. I'm not aware of the church saying one way or the other, but I don't think there's anything wrong with hoping that those in heaven or that those in purgatory can pray for us. But I think the majority opinion tends to be that they can't pray for us because they're so busy experiencing their purification that they, it's not that it would be impossible, but I just don't think that they're in a position to do that given what's going on.
Okay, because I offer masses for them and then for them to pray for my children that are lost, and then I heard, no, they can't pray for you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There is a difference of opinion on this topic. Now, here's something that I think is an interesting clue, though, Patricia. If you look at Luke 16 and the story that Jesus tells about Lazarus and the rich man, I know you know the story. Lazarus is poor. He barely gets any crumbs from the table of the rich man. Now, they both die, Jesus says. They both go into the underworld. And what's interesting is that even the rich man, who's in a place of fiery torment, he's praying for his brothers who are still in this life, asking Abraham to intercede for them. Or I should say, he's interceding with Abraham, asking that Lazarus could be sent to them from the dead to warn them to be good. You know, don't be bad, be good, because you don't want to wind up where your brother is. So I find that intriguing, that little detail that Jesus gives us, that even, it's hard for me to imagine that the man was in hell, although he very well may have been in hell, but regardless of whether he was in hell or some form of purgatory, he was interceding for, he was praying for, you might say, those people who are still alive. I find that intriguing. It seems to be something that we should consider when we consider this question, right?
Okay. All right. Well, you answered my question, and okay. Have a great happy birthday, Patrick.
Thank you, Patricia. Thank you indeed. I appreciate that. 888-914-9149. Going to move to as many calls as we can as time permits. Melissa in Bakersfield, thanks for calling in today.
Hi, Patrick. How you doing?
I am well, thank you. Loving life.
I am the lady that made you the peanut butter cups in Bakersfield.
Are you now?
I am.
Well, thank you. Thank you again for that. Very kind of you. Delicioso.
And I have a question. Oh, I'm so glad you enjoyed them. And happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
My niece's, my friend's nephew passed away, and he was very, very hateful. And he received last rites, and she's worried if he went to heaven or not.
There's no way to know. Unless God reveals that, there's no way to know. So this is an opportunity, Melissa, for you and for me and for her and for all of us who are left behind to trust in the Lord's mercy. So pray for him, pray for the repose of his soul, ask the Lord to have mercy on him. And it may be, and you won't know until you get there and find out, but it may be that sometime before he died, he had a conversion and he received the grace of forgiveness. And if that happened, then he's in the state of grace and he might be in purgatory for a long time, but he's going to heaven. If it didn't happen,
that's what I'm praying for.
Yeah. And if it didn't happen, you'll find out when you get there. But in the meantime, just pray, pray, pray that God will have mercy on his soul.
I will. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, Patrick. God bless you.
Thank you. And give my regards to Bakersfield. I have, like, I don't know, 900 new friends in Bakersfield. They attended that event that I did earlier this year. So tell them all hello
for me, please.
I will
be sure and tell each one hello. I will go to each one and tell them.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks, Melissa. Hey, we're going to hear from another listener just like you about how listening to Relevant Radio is life-changing.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Two quick things. One, just a prayer of Thanksgiving. So last pledge drive, I had a pretty good month from my small business that I own. And so I decided to give some to Relevant Radio. Well, today in the mail, I received a tax refund for what my pledge was, plus not quite half.
I love it.
But I got back my pledge plus some more. So
praise God.
Thanksgiving for that. Yes.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
touch a heart, and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
I tell you what, it's Patrick's birthday, and we asked for a big birthday gift this hour. We wanted to set a brand new all-time record in honor of Patrick, and we needed $53,000 to do that. Patrick, we are still $45,000 short.
Uh-oh.
And there's only 15 minutes left in the hour.
Uh-oh. I think everybody was so busy making tacos for Taco Tuesday that they forgot to give. So let's start the engine now, shall we?
Let's make that happen. I'm doing a little bit of math here with my calculator, and if I've done it correctly, it looks like if we can get in 125 people in the next 15 minutes who will make a gift of $1 a day, we will be there. So that's a lot of people in 15 minutes, but if everybody starts doing their part, make your gift, make your call now, we can make this happen. Of course, if anybody is out there that can do a $1,200 gift, say $100 a month for the next year, or a $5,000 or $10,000 gift, you'll get us there that much faster. It really moves the train forward fast. It is a partnership challenge hour, which means your gift is matched 100%. So how do you give? It's real easy. Best and easiest way, especially with this many in the next 15 minutes, would be online at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet. You can also call 877-291-0123.
Yes, the number, I always repeat it after Mary says it, but it sounds like I want to make sure everybody knows, 877-291-0123. That's the number to dial. But if you want to make sure you don't hit a busy signal, just, and I don't think you will right now, quite frankly, go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. But here's the thing. Pledge Drive will be over at the end of business on Friday. So we have a long way to go to get even just to the halfway point. We're not even at the halfway point.
Are you going to wait for a sign?
Yeah.
Your miracle.
That's right. So stand up and fight for what's right. Stand up and fight for what's true. I mean, think about all the stuff that you see in our crazy culture right now. All the ideologies and isms and things that undermine the truth and contradict the truth and conflict with the truth. Think about all the people whose faith is being machine gunned, figuratively speaking, by all of these anti-Christian principles out there. This is a way for you to stand up and fight against that in a loving, peaceful way. Of course, that's when you help Relevant Radio stay on the air 24/7 going strong. That's why we have Pledge Drive. So please help us stay on the air. Call 877-291-0123 and make that pledge right now, please.
That's 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. At a dollar a day, you get the beautiful Holy Family doorpost blessing. As you strive to make Christ the center of your family, there is no better example than the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. This beautiful doorpost blessing is a perfect visual reminder to be hung up in your house, and it has a beautiful prayer on it. When you stop by the website, relevantradio.com, or open up the app on your smartphone or tablet, you can read that prayer, and it's a great reminder. And that's what you will get for your gift of $1 a day, which is double to $2 a day. And we are looking for 125 people who will reach out right now, join the family at relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, making that simple gift of $1 a day. And or you can also call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. $1 a day is all we're asking.
That's all we ask, but we have to ask you every so often, only because if you don't support us, we don't stay on the air. It's really that simple. There are no gigantic corporate gifts coming in. We don't have any, you know, fat cat people who are saying, here, here's $1 billion. Go do what you do. We rely on you to stay on the air, literally 24/7. Without you, we can't do it. So we need your help right now. Family is there to support each other, right? So we're calling upon your support prayerfully, but also financially. 877-291-0123. That's the number to dial right now. Step forward and say yes.
We had an anonymous donor in Austin, Texas, calling at $1 a day. Thank you to John in Palos Park, Illinois, made that gift of $1 a day. Edward in, I've never heard of this city, Excella Sawyer, Minnesota. I'm a Minnesota girl. That's an, yeah, Excel. Thank you, Edward, for your dollar a day. Chilton, Wisconsin. Jean made a gift of a dollar a day. You can do that too. We need 125 people here. In the next 10 minutes, we'll make that special gift of a dollar a day. Make that gift now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. You can also join the family at relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app.
It's easy. It's free. You can download it on your phone in moments and make your pledge safe and secure. Or if you want to go old school, that always works. We have people standing by to not only take your pledge, but also your prayer intentions. Call us at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. We are running out of time. We now have just about 10 minutes left in this hour, and we've got to make this goal before the end of the hour. So please help us right now.
We're down to only needing another 110 people who will reach out and join the family at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. 115 people will make that special gift of a dollar a day. Of course, I can't say it too many times. If you can help in a big way with a $1,200 gift or $2,000 or $3,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 gift, you'll get us there that much faster. We don't want to fall short on the final hour of the Patrick Madrid Show on his birthday.
No, we don't.
And a Taco Tuesday. What more could you ask for?
That would be nearly sacrilegious if that double whammy day, if suddenly we fell short. So let's make it happen, everybody, please. Hey, Bakersfield, where are you? Come on, Bakersfield. I've got 900 new friends in Bakersfield. Give us a call, 877-291-0123. Please participate. Everyone gets a trophy, 877-291-0123. But do it now. We're getting down to, we're 9 minutes now before we have to do this. So please step forward.
A dollar a day at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Best birthday present ever for Patrick on this 62nd birthday, as I think what I heard to say earlier.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I'm thinking radio. 30, but the calendar says right, 62. Period. What can I say?
RelevantRadio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, are two great ways to give. And when you give on either of those two digital platforms, we will send you Father Rocky's talk, How to Be a Happy Catholic Family. You'll find this will bring you joy and happiness as you implement his words of wisdom, his little trinkets that are contained within here, and help set the foundation for a very holy and special Christmas season, which is just around the corner. It's going to be here before we know it. So that's yours when you make your gift, either at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet. Comes pretty lickety-split right there into your inbox at relevantradio.com. Using the app on your smartphone or tablet, we'll send that to you immediately. And your gift is still doubled. It's a partnership challenge hour. So your gift will be matched 100%.
I want to say thank you in a big way to you, Lisa, in Anaheim, California, the home of Disneyland. Thank you for your $1,000 online gift that just came in a few minutes ago. We sure appreciate that. And not only that, Lisa, but I'm hopeful that your generosity will prompt those who are in a position to give $1,000, $1,200 to step forward and go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app, just like you did. And Lisa received her talk that Mary was just mentioning by Father Rocky about how to have a happy Catholic family. Who wouldn't want a happy Catholic family? And Father Rocky's got some great advice on that. So when you make your gift online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, you will receive that special bonus digital download right away, just like Lisa did.
Thank you so much to an anonymous donor in Torrance, California, made a special gift of $750. Thank you for your help and your support. We've got some more dollar a days coming in here. Looks like we have Sarah in Athens, Wisconsin, a dollar a day. Carrie in Los Gatos, California, made a special gift of a dollar a day. Both those gifts came in online, which means you're also getting the download from Father Rocky, How to Be a Happy Catholic Family, along with your family. Your Holy Family doorpost blessing. You're going to love it. It's absolutely beautiful. I guarantee that. We have an anonymous donor who came in Plymouth, Minnesota, made a special gift of $500. And we have Mary Cruz, who lives in California, made a special gift of $400. Thank you for your help and your support. Let's keep those gifts coming here. You can join the family now at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or when you call 877 877- 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
If it wasn't enough that today is Taco Tuesday, it's also my birthday, so I really need you today.
Check
to
it out. Look
say
at
happy
I'm in
birthday.
Really bad shape. Come on. Give me. I need. Give me.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly how I feel. Oh, man. Thomas in La Crosse, Wisconsin, thank you for your $500 gift just now. So much appreciated. Yolanda in San Jose, California, thank you for your $50 gift. John and Elisa Viejo, thank you for your $12 gift. $15 gift. Sure appreciate that. Match dollar for dollar. And Anonymous in Daly City, California, thank you for your generous $100 gift. We are so great. Oh, also, Matthew. You just slipped in here. Matthew in Apollo Beach, Florida. $1,200 gift just now. Awesome. Thank you for that. Thanks, everybody. But don't stop now. We've got a ways yet to go.
Thank you so much. And did you catch this one? Anonymous donor in San Jose, California also made a $1,200 gift. Thank you. That makes a huge difference. If we can get those $1,200 gifts coming in, we're going to reach our goal for this hour that much faster. $5,000, $20,000 gift. That'll get us there pretty doggone quick, too. At 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or the app on your smartphone or tablet are always great ways to give. You know your name will be spelled correctly, so I hope you spell your name correctly, and you will also receive that special bonus download, How to Be a Happy Catholic by Father Rocky.
Yes, indeed. Yes. It smells like victory. I love the smell of Pledge Drive in the morning. It smells like victory. Cyrus is out there surfing in the waves. Yeah, no, we need a victory right now. Victory is ours, but you have to be part of it. It's like raising the flag on Iwo Jima. You know, it takes a group effort to raise that flag. So let's keep Relevant Radio going strong every day, 24 hours a day. You do that when you pledge at 877-291-0123.
We want to wrap up Patrick's birthday day on a big note today, so we want to say thank you to those people that are making it happen. An anonymous donor in Barrington, Illinois, made a gift of $1 a day. And in Plymouth, Minnesota, thank you so much. Another anonymous giver making a special gift of $500. So did Kathleen, living up in my neck of the woods, I should say down in my neck of the woods, made a special gift in Lake Mary, Florida, of $500 a day. This is how we do it. Let's keep these gifts coming in. We are getting closer and closer to making that big goal. Making it a big day in honor of Patrick's birthday. We can only do it, though, with your help and your support. Hey, John, thank you so much. Burbank, California, helping in a big way. Made a gift of $1,000. Thank you so very much. Let's keep those gifts coming here at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We want to make sure that Patrick walks away today and says, oh, man, they do love me. They love me so much that they supported this hour.
I have a daisy right now. They love me. They love me not. They love me. They love me not. So I want to end on they love me. Or I should say us, because it's Relevant Radio that everybody
Isn't that
knows.
A daisy?
It is a daisy. And I am your Huckleberry. And today is my birthday. I mean, hey, as long as we're going to exploit that, let's exploit it to the hilt, right?
Exactly.
For my birthday, all I want is to make our goal for this hour. That's all I want. That and a taco. Maybe a glass of wine, too.
But, the good news, well, kind of good news, 3 minutes left. We need a big donor right now. We are still 82 people away from making that record hour for Patrick's birthday. So if you can make a $30,000 gift or a $20,000 gift, we'll be there. $30,000 will put us there. If someone's like, all right, what's the final number? It's 30 grand. We need $30,000 and we make it. So can you do it? Help us out for Patrick's birthday.
That's right. And Taco Tuesday. Plus, we have this nice music for you to listen to as you go to relevantradio.com. Peppy, nice Taco Tuesday music. Relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. Or call us, 877-291-0123. I'm watching the number go up, but it's not going up fast enough. There's Cyrus. He's excited. 877-291-0123.
That's 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Three people making a $10,000 gift each, six making a $5,000 gift each. We can do this with your help. Join the family now at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Join the family for Patrick's birthday. We want to hear from you now.
We do, we do, we do. But you got to call 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app.